what would you call old word? Now you talk about antiques, but before things become antiques, they just call it old.
Yeah, they wanted to. In fact, I sold some of them to get rid of them, and it would have been valuable nowadays.
But when you think, if you think something's worthless, you might just call it old.
Well, I don't know. Just forget it. Getting cold now.
Well, I just wondered if you'd use something like, you ever use the expression plunder?
Yeah, old plunder, yeah.
And then a room where you'd have, if you had a little room that you used just for storing stuff like that, what might you call that?
Well, at my original home, we had a loft, and we just, something we wasn't going to use soon, and we just say we put that old plunder upstairs.
I see. Now, every morning a woman goes around the house, and when there are a lot of kids around, you know, and she has to go around and she, what do you call that? You know, in the morning when a woman has to get up and go around and put things in order, you say she's doing what?
Well, she sometimes be picking up at kids are
sure
scattered.
Yeah. Well, I was. How about a term like? Have you ever? Did they ever use the expression "reds up" to red up a house?
We didn't.
Or to tidy up or clean up.
Yeah, tidy. Now I've heard them use
okay.
that.
And what did your mother use to sweep the floor with?
Well, she. You mean my wife or the?
Or your mother?
Mother.
Either one. Yeah, I said mother first.
Yeah. Well, they had brooms.
Did they make those?
They were made in the country.
Uh-huh.
They'd raise broom corn to make their brooms.
Uh-huh.
They didn't buy anything but what they had to.
I see.
Because they didn't have the money.
Sure. And we're talking about the relationship of something. For instance, if I was talking about where these curtains are in relation to this table, you'd say the curtain is... We're talking about the radio here. Where's my hand in relation to the radio? It's
hard to know what you
Well, mean. It isn't in here, it's in front of it.
Oh,
see if it over here.
Be back of it then.
Okay. And on Mondays, women traditionally did their
wash day.
Yeah. And then on Tuesdays they did their maybe not on Tuesday, but they used to take these things and put them up in the fireplace, and then they'd pick them up with a piece of cloth or something, and they have a kind of rag or something they'd hold in their hands so they wouldn't burn.
It's kind of even mopping up, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, this is with the clothing, to get the wrinkles out.
Tidying it up.
Yeah, to get the wrinkles out of clothing. You know, after they've been washed. Now they have...
Oh, the arms.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then... But nowadays, if someone was going to send his clothes into town to have them done, he'd say he's sending in his
wash.
And he's sending it to the place where he'd send it would be a...
I haven't had to send in there, and my daughter-in-law sometimes takes in something fancy, you know, have it...
Where would she take it, though, if she was taking... What would you call that kind of a place?
I don't know right now.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I can't call it.
That's right. You mentioned, I was thinking of just laundry.
Yeah. Yeah, they would. They'd be taking it to the laundry.
Yeah.
I've heard them stress
sure.
that.
Now, you mentioned the stairway inside from the first floor up to the second floor. But now, if you were coming up, if you're just coming up here, you wouldn't call that a stairway. You'd just come up the
steps.
All right. And out in front of a house, did you have what was outside your front door?
You mean down here?
Yeah.